Following the weekend suicide bombings in Israel, President Bush extended his crackdown on money flowing to terrorist groups to include the Texas-based Holy Land Foundation for Relief and two other groups. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden this morning, the president said the Muslim charity was financing the militant Palestinian organization Hamas, which claimed responsibility for the weekend's terrorist attacks.
At midnight yesterday, the Treasury Department froze the assets and accounts of the Holy Land Foundation in Richardson, Texas, whose money is used to support the Hamas terror organization. Earlier today, federal agents secured the offices and records of the Holy Land Foundation in Texas, California, New Jersey, and Illinois as a part of an ongoing investigation.
NPR's Pam Fussler is at the White House. Pam, can you explain what the Treasury Department has done?
Well, as the president explained, they did close down the offices of this organization, Holy Land Foundation. They had four offices in the United States. They seized their assets. They also seized papers from the group. They have also frozen the assets of two organizations that are based in Palestinian-controlled territory in the Middle East. Those two organizations are called the Al-Aqsa International Bank and Beit Al-Mal Holdings Company. It's not clear if either of those organizations have any assets in the United States. As you know, the president over the past couple of days has been putting a lot of pressure on the Palestinians and also Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to clamp down on terrorist actions after the suicide bombing attacks this past weekend. And this organization in the United States, the Holy Land group, had already been under investigation by U.S. authorities. They actually moved up their announcement in response to the suicide attacks.
Have these groups said anything in response to what the government has done?
Yes, the Holy Land Foundation actually calls itself the largest Muslim charity organization in the United States. Last year, it raised about $13 million from in donations. That group says that it uses these funds to help relieve suffering in the Middle East and Palestinian controlled areas. It has denied that it has any ties to terrorists or Hamas. And in fact, in a statement issued by the group, it said that the decision by the U.S. government to seize charitable donations of Muslims during the holy month of Ramadan is an affront to millions of Muslim Americans.
So is this all part of the wider anti-terrorism war?
Right. As you know, the administration announced the seizing of assets of a number of organizations shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks, but most of those were related to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The administration has since then started to expand its list. It has always said that it wants to fight terrorism throughout the world, not just Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But initially, there were some objections and some concerns that if it spread its investigations too far, it might alienate some Middle Eastern countries whose support is needed for the campaign in Afghanistan.
NPR's Pam Fussler at the White House.